We're the first company in 11 years who has said no to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. We're not going to recall the products.
Hey, it's Kennedy for Reason TV here in the Buckyballs headquarters. This is the CEO of Buckyballs Worldwide, Craig Zucker.
Thank you very much.
What is your exact title?
I am CEO and co-founder. The company, the name is Maxfield Noberton.
Well, congratulations. Except for the part where the federal government is breathing down your neck.
Yeah.
When did the feds first get in touch with you?
About 3 months ago, they started looking into rare earth magnets, the industry, evaluating competitors, warnings. And again, we were working very closely with them to make sure that giving them information and sharing our sales and what we were doing. And on July 25th, they filed a lawsuit, an administrative complaint, and sued us to stop selling our products, ban the product, and go out of business.
That's horrible. I mean, obviously you've been working, you have rigorous safety standards, you have safety warnings on all of your packaging. Why now?
There was a small number of incidents of children getting their hands on the balls, misusing the product. Sadly, and unfortunately, if they're swallowed, they have the ability to perforate intestines, pinch intestines together.
They want to find each other.
They do. They're really strong, right? They're not your average refrigerator magnet. The government does have an obligation to help create standards, right? Reasonable standards, though. Manufacturers have to take those standards, follow them, and educate consumers. But consumers do have to follow the warnings and the regulations that we share with them. And in this case, it's to keep them away from children, to keep them away from the nose and mouth, to not swallow or ingest them. And our packaging has 5 warnings on it repeatedly. We don't sell to stores that sell only children's products, so we don't sell to toy stores. Let's just take other products out there, right? Like balloons, right? Fireworks, button batteries.
Balloons are deadly.
There's been 10 deaths since 2007, right? Hundreds of kids go to the hospital every year from suffocating, asphyxiation. And the remedy for balloons is a warning on the packaging. And the federal government has said, now warnings don't work. And so the remedy for thousands and thousands of other products that they regulate, Consumer Product Safety Commission, is warnings, education, awareness campaigns. And so for the first time, they said, it doesn't work anymore.
And you are fighting back.
We are fighting back. We're the first company in 11 years who has said no to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The first time a company has said, we're not going to recall the products. So now we get our day in court, and it's referred to an administrative law judge, and we'll fight it, and we're going to fight vigorously.
Well, I think a lot of people are addicted to your balls, and I know that you've got the Save Our Balls campaign. How is that going?
So our 5,000 retailers are intimidated. They're bullied. The CPSC sends letters. They intimidate them. So what has happened is the Save Our Balls campaign has brought individual consumers online back to our site. And we're actually doing more in sales now through our website and through social media and through everything that's been happening than we did in 5,000 stores leading up to what CPSC did.
Well, hopefully this will be a marketing boost for you guys. We know this is nonsense. As a parent, I wouldn't give my kids Buckyballs.
Right.
But then again, I also don't let them swim in a pool unattended.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look, I have a dog. I have nieces and nephews. I have children that come over. I don't have Buckyballs in my home when they come over. And I think that there is a level of personal responsibility that comes into play when it comes to consumer product safety.
Craig Zucker, Buckyballs, CEO. A man of his word. Leave him alone, government. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you very much.
For Reason TV, I'm Kennedy.